head coach of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, Jeff Ross. Today I'm with Matt Jones, Kevin Harnett, Pat Forty. I'm with Anoush Sariot, Kristen Wall, United States Congressman John Yarman, Sarah Bohanter, and
welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am Podcast Network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So, here's Rick.
And here we are back on the Rusty Satellite Show, where I have a special guest co-host in the studio today, Tom Sobel. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much, Rick. Thanks for allowing me to join you.
Well, we had a great time the other day golfing out at Standard
Country
Club. It's
okay to laugh at my golf game. I'm a professional.
No, you're the one who told me I had a bad swing and a bad grip, but still hit the ball well.
No, I said that you should remember what Harvey Penick said in the Little Red Book. Don't worry about a guy with a good grip and a bad swing, about a guy with a bad grip and a good swing. When you find a guy with a bad grip and a bad swing and he's going to play, that's the guy to worry about.
There you go. Well, that's me. That's me. I got.
We had fun.
We had fun and played with Rick Van Hoos of WLKY out there and Bart
Greenwald.
Greenwald. And
we were at the Republic Bank fundraising event for JFC.
And very good. It was fun. We're going to hear more about the Jewish Community Center in a minute with our first guest. But first, in this part of the show, I just wanted to, first of all, thank my sponsors, my good friends at Passport Health Plans, help make this show possible, have done for a long time, as well as the Eye Care Institute right down here in Butchertown. If you need an appointment, call 502-589-1500. They'll set you right up. Friendly people down there. Anything you got going on with your eyes, it's important to be able to see. So the Eye Care Institute will take care of you. So Tom, I'm glad to have you in the studio. It's always special on the show when I have a guest co-host and a funny one.
Oh, then who's going to do it this week?
Tom's background, we're going to get a lot to Tom later on, but just for our listeners to know right now, you started the first comedy club in town, correct?
I am the Bud Friedman Comedy Maven Midwest. yes, Comedy Caravan's been around for a long time. Going back, very first shows at the 3030 Club above the Troubadour with Bob Batch and Mark Klein, two fellows who've been guests of yours.
That's right.
And then Shirley's Comedy Club in Mall St. Matthews, and then for a quarter century at Comedy Caravan at Mid-City.
Wow. And it's a great place. And to get back there, I haven't been in a while. But you also just were honored as one of the top 30 comedy booking agents in the whole freaking country, right?
Caught me by surprise right out of the blue. You know, it's nice when you win an award that you didn't know you were up for.
Yeah, there you go. Well, that's great. I think this is one of the top 30 podcasts in, you know, this room at least.
auditioning for me already. Remember, my job's to tell the smart asses from the dumb asses.
That's
so
right.
Be careful.
Well, you were keeping us going on the golf course with at least a story a hole, so I'm going to look forward to hearing some of those later in the show. But first, you may be familiar with my first guest. His name is Ibn Ali.
Ooh, yes, indeed.
He is the nephew of the champ, Muhammad Ali. And I tell you, I went over to the Jewish Community Center and talked to him, and he looks like, sounds like, boasts like
John Ramsey.
Muhammad Ali. Yeah, we mentioned Ramsey and all that, but Ibn is moved to town as he was a pallbearer at Muhammad's funeral last year, and says in the interview he talked to the mayor and somehow he ended up moving here from St. Louis, and now he's here and working in the city and is conducting some boxing classes right over there at the J. So,
well, it's good that he's teaching people how to properly defend themselves.
That's right, and he had a professional career himself as a boxer. He was the cruiserweight champion of the world, I believe. Leave is what he says. You'll find out in the interview, but Tom, we're going to get on with that, and you and I will come back and talk about some cool Louisville stuff when we return.
I had no use for health insurance, but my mom was always saying, sign up for Passport. And I was like, Mom. She was like, for my peace of mind. It got to be where I needed peace of mind, so I did. Now my mom, she can chill, and I feel pretty good about it too.
Together we can all feel better. Call 1-800-578-0603 and ask for Passport. That's 1-800-578-0603. Passport Health Plan, working together for a healthier Kentucky.
All right, today the Rusty Satellite Show
is... The champ is here.
The champ is
here.
The
champ is here.
It's the first time the Rusty Satellite Show has had the champ, Ibn Ali, is here at the Jewish Community Center.
Ali.
Your uncle...
Yes, sir.
You had a great relationship with him, the champ.
Yes.
Tell me about the story. I heard you came back and were a pallbearer at the funeral.
Yes, sir.
And you've stayed in Louisville.
And I've stayed here. I'm back home. The mayor asked me to come back home. He told me the city needs me. My uncle asked me to come back home. I got to spend some time with Ali. He said, when it's all said and done, go back to Louisville, Kentucky, the best city in the world. This is coming from the champ himself. He told me to come back and leave the gifts I left you, nephew. Please show the world love. Teach them that we need each other and do that through the giftings of boxing, through that, through the things that you have invested from God above. So here I am, Louisville, back home to get this city on fire, where it all started. Why go somewhere else, man? This is the best city in the world. Louisville, Kentucky, number one in USA. I've been all around the world. Ain't nothing like Louisville. I'm back home, man.
I'm with you. I'm with you on that. Now, tell me just a little bit about this. So I want to learn to box. And you say anybody from age what to what can come in here and learn from you.
We're going to start off at the age 5 up to 95. You can come in here. You're going to learn the basics of boxing. You're going to learn strength. You're going to learn discipline. You're going to learn mental discipline. You're going to learn physical. You're going to learn stretching. But not only that, you're going to learn how to love more deeper, how to love each other. We're going to instill all of that with the giftings. We're going to show you how great you really are deep within. That's all we're going to be is a launching board for you to go reach your dreams and for you to learn more things than you thought you could ever be. So come on out, man. It's going to be amazing. Wow. It's going to be amazing.
It's amazing, the similarities between you and your uncle. I had John Ramsey on this show, and he does a great
imitation. We love Ramsey. Yeah, Ramsey is a good friend of the family. Hey, John, how you doing? Yeah.
All right. Now tell me about your boxing life. I mean, you had a professional career, and
yes, sir.
You know, how'd that go?
All I got to say, if I take credit for anything, I'd be lying. I got to start off by thanking Elon him, by thanking God for giving me the strength and giving me the ability to box and follow in my father, who is Muhammad Ali's brother, Rahman Ali, father, and my dad's footsteps, and also my uncle Muhammad's footsteps. I never fought amateur. When I started boxing, I went straight professional. So I got in the gym one day, wanted to see if I had what it took, you know, and I began to see small signs of greatness come out of me. I mean, you know, and so after that, I engaged, I reached out, got me a manager, got in the gym, began to train about 5 months, and then I came along a man by the name of Doug Myers, who happens to be Jimmy Ellis's nephew.
And he's right here
him,
with us.
They're right here with us. And me and him bonded because, of course, you know, Jimmy Ellis and my uncle were best friends. They were like brothers. Okay. So they did everything. Him, my dad, they hung around here. And thank God that they're finally going to honor Jimmy. They're getting the street sign, and they're going to be putting up here in a couple weeks, which is a long time coming. Okay. So me and Doug, we got together. Doug got together. He looked at me. He said, champ, we're going to do it. I said, man, let's get it on. And from there, lifelong friendship, lifelong relationship. He took me to the title. He honed my skills that I had nationally and got in there.
Okay.
And the rest is history. Well, then I became the USBC Cruiserweight Champ. Yes, sir, about 3 years after that. All right, come on.
Wow. Okay, there you go. Now, you learned from your uncle, Muhammad, certainly this confidence, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And poetry. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'd love to hear you tell me that poetry that you were just
float
doing.
Like a butterfly, sting like a bee. My uncle was great, now it's time for me. The world shall see Ibn Ali. Now you see me, now you don't. You think you will, but I know you won't. Come on, sucker, it's time to rumble. Ah!
I think that's the best thing that's ever been on the Rusty Satellite Show, Ibn. Tell me more about these classes. When's it all start? And
we're going to start, I believe, the first week in July. I don't want to get the dates wrong, and I hope Susan can correct me. I believe the first class will be July 6th.
She's holding up six fingers.
Yep, okay. And that will be the kids' class that we'll have, and then the following week on the 11th will be our first adults class.
Wow, okay. So
but you need to come sign up now. Don't wait. You need to run here to the J. You need to get online. You need to go to the Jewish Community in Louisville.org and register. You see Ibn Ali the top, and come on, man. We need you to come too. You hear me talking to you on that radio, on that podcast. Come on out and join. You will have a great time.
All right. Well, that's all great. Now, Ibn, just give me a little – I just want to know a little bit of the background. You say you moved to Louisville after the funeral and stuff last year.
Yes, sir.
Give me an idea of what your life – where did you move from, first of all?
I moved from St. Louis, St. Louis, Missouri. I was down there. I was like I say, after my uncle passed and I came back home, I was already thinking about moving back home to Louisville. But that more solidified it. When I came home and just the love that I seen from the city, I still get emotional thinking about it.
Sure.
I mean, I've never – for me, Lonnie, my whole family, we are just so – our hearts go out to the whole city for the love, the way you all sent He was my uncle. He was Lonnie's husband, but he was Louisville's Ali.
Right.
In a way that everybody came together for that moment to send him away.
That was special.
And I know Uncle Ali was looking down, smiling, and I know he was crying just for the love the city gave him. And so after that, I talked to Mr. Mayor Fisher, and we talked about things, and he said, Louisville needs me home, and that helped encourage me to come just to hear that confidence. And I began to talk to my father. My father's here, Ali's brother. Okay. I said, it's time for me to go back home with Daddy and get this city back on fire. And I began to pray, and I heard God ask me to come back home too. So that's why I'm here, man.
So okay, so you say back home. You grew up here. When did you leave? My roots are here.
This is where I'm from, Kentucky.
You go to school here?
From my mom. I got family reunion. We got family on my mother's side from all the way to London, Kentucky. You see, the Clays are here, right here in Louisville, Kentucky. That's what I mean back home. Home is where your roots are at. Home is where your blood flows from. My blood flows right here in Kentucky, man. And Louisville is the stemming point for me, man. That's what I mean by back home. I'm back home.
Well, there you go. Well, and I've been down to the Ali Center many, many times.
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful place. I guess you're participating in things down there.
Yes, sir.
As well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And very, very, very active down there. We have a 6-week format that they're doing for my uncle now at the Ali Center.
The Ali Festival.
Yes, sir. They're covering the 6 principles that my uncle stood for, and one of the weeks I will be down there giving a demonstration for 400 teenage girls, which will be the week of confidence. Well, I think it'll be like around July 11th. We'll be down there. So that'll be something. If you're in Louisville and you guys want to come out and see some things, please come out, be a part of it.
Of all the weeks you'd be featured, I would think the week of confidence would be the right one for you.
Well, thank you. Yes, sir. We'll see, my confidence come from, like I say, comes from God above, because without him, I can't do anything. And so it comes from understanding who I am and who I'm supposed to be and who I'm supposed to represent, sir. And so it's a blessing to be able to walk in that and be able to pass on what I've learned, the little bit in life and the love that I feel, to pass it on to my brothers like yourself, to my sisters like I will begin to meet, so we can all grow together, man, and just become that. Deeper and walk together, man, in all areas, brother.
All right. Definitely. So let me ask you one more topic I want to talk about. What you're going to be teaching to these people,
mm-hmm.
who are boxing. I mean, I would imagine there are people who don't know anything about boxing.
Yes, sir.
So what's step one? What are you teaching first?
When you first come in here, step one is you're going to get encouraged. You're going to understand that you are about to engage in something that's going to change your life, that you're going to learn how to not give up. And it's not going to be easy, but we're going to meet you at an easy level. And so we're going to show you how to stretch. We're going to show you the basics of boxing, from learning how to walk, your positioning, how to throw a correct jab. And not only that, but we're going to incorporate on how to eat also, and how to just, you know, engage in things that can be positive for the mind also. So you're going to get all these things in one. And no matter what level you're on, no matter if you're a beginner or if you're advanced, you're going to learn something. You're going to become stronger through this class. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, that sounds great. One last question.
No problem.
A very general thing about boxing in general. I mean, you are a professional boxer. The state of the sport, I guess, is I'm curious. It's not as popular as it once was.
No.
And, I mean, do you see?
Because they need me to come back. The sport needs me. I might have to get back. After the class, I might have to get back in the ring.
I'm
telling you, man. I get Klitschko, it don't matter who I am. I might have to get back. Doug, we might have to get back to training again, man. Sport of boxing might need us one more time. It ain't over with. Yeah, man.
All right. Well, that's great, Evan. Our time's up here, but I am looking forward to the classes. And
it's
great to have
come
you
out
in town.
I want to see your pretty face there, too.
I don't want you hitting on it.
Oh, no.
All right. Thanks again.
No, thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Hi, this is Alec Vols, co-host of the What Happens Next podcast on Louisville.am. We talk about improv each week with We Are the Louisville Improvisers. With Chris Anger and Brian Hines.
Yeah.
And Jenny.
Where's my water?
Okay. Well, right now we're just having a few treats. So we hope you can listen. Find us at Louisville.am in iTunes or using the Stitcher app on your iPhone or Android device.
D-
Do you promise that he'll never hit me?
He has the confidence to go with everything else that he does. I tell you, even Ali, I just had a treat. There's some great pictures on the website of me holding the bag, even punching. He's a good-natured fella, but...
Muhammad Ali was a terrific entertainer aside from being a comedian. And Louisville actually was the home of a former professional boxer was a Southern middleweight champion named John Penny. John fought Mike Rossman on ABC's Wide World of Sports in Madison Square Garden. And in 1979, with Marty Polio, he performed first time as a stand-up comedian at the Vogue Theater in St. Matthew. And here we are 48 years later, and John Penny is still a full-time professional. He got out of the boxing game when his manager told him he'd developed a reputation for the best left right to the testicles in the fight game. And the Tampa Tribune, reviewing one of his fights, called him possibly the dirtiest boxer ever. But last year, he was elected to the Missouri Sports Hall of Fame.
Wow, as a boxer. Wow. Well, that's interesting. I'm back with Tom Sobel here in the Rusty Satellite Studios here in St. Matthews, and glad to have you back here, Tom. In this part of the show, you know, I talk about some of the things that are going on. We're going to talk about some of the things in Louisville that are going on. But first, I want to mention something I did in addition to golfing this week that was really cool. Last night, you probably like fine dining, like go out to eat.
Absolutely. Okay. Look at me.
There you go. Well, I just wanted to give a big thank you to Bobby Bass, who is operating a place called the Mesa Collaborative Kitchen over in New Albany on Pearl Street. And he had Chef David Danielson from Churchill Downs, who's been on this show, in there. And it was like entertainment as dinner. It really was. You know, Chef Danielson feeds like 70,000 a day over at Churchill Downs. But he had 20 of us over there. And this kitchen is fantastic. And you can go to the Mesa Collaborative Kitchen website and find out about future events. He's going to have guest chefs in there all the time. Make a reservation. Have a real treat. We had watermelon three ways.
What would
those be? If you can imagine that. Well, he just had these little cubes of watermelon. And he put them in, he put different flavors with it. And it was really a treat for watermelon.
Why didn't you invite me?
I felt fortunate to get my own invitation. They had surf and turf with some steak and lobster, believe it or not, lobster. And then this wonderful dessert, cannelloni. It was all great. So I just wanted to plug that because it's a great place over there. If you get a chance, they just opened it. It's an awesome facility. So
the dining scene in New Albany is going crazy. It's wonderful to see it happen.
Where's your favorite place?
In New Albany, currently, it would be Israel's Deliciosos de Mexico.
Oh.
And he's been in this old house on East Market Street for a long time. He tried opening downtown across the museum, too big, back in his original place. But this is fine dining, southern Mexican seafood, not Tex-Mex.
Okay. Well, I know there's a lot of great new places over there. As much as I hate going to Indiana, I do occasionally.
Our friends on the sunny side need to see us on occasion.
That's right. Even if it costs us $4 to get there.
All right. Not you go over the Sherman Bend.
Yeah. That's exactly right. All right. So I want to talk about our golf. We talked about our golf. Just to mention real quickly, one other story about me, and we'll move on. I got a new car.
You did? I'm congratulations. So
yeah. I had a 2011 Ford Fusion, and I had put 220,000 miles. I traded in. And this is a great thing. At Oxmoor Hyundai, they had a college.
Okay.
And she was cute. She goes to Western. She's a track and field athlete, Kyla. And there wasn't all the negative associated with it. Although they still do the, here's the deal, let me take it back to my manager, you know. And I finally said, well, if that's the best you can do, you might as well give me my keys so I can leave back. And
it's a nice thing when you are able to make the deal work for you. Wouldn't it be nicer if people could just say, gee, let me understand your need and your budgetary realities?
That's exactly right. But reality is not that. I'm sure there's a lot of good comedy bits about used car salesmen.
I was just thinking that you drive almost as much as comedians.
That's right. Go all over the place. But anyway, we were going to talk about some of the Louisville history about Louisville, Kentucky and the entertainment. You know, I'm sure that very few know more about that.
Well, let's start by going back historic.
Okay.
Here's one. You would never, the first use of the term vaudeville in reference to an American form of entertainment was in 1871. Group Sargent's Great Vaudeville Company. Guess where they were based?
Probably St. Louis.
Louisville, Kentucky.
Louisville, Kentucky. Believe
amazing that so we literally are the home of vaudeville and the town knows nothing about
that is a
people pay very little attention that a couple of years ago here in Louisville jug band courted for the first time. Louisville is to jug music what New Orleans is to Dixieland, and this is bluegrass. This is
well, Cosmer. I'm familiar with that because they have the jug band festival,
the jug band,
here
the National Jug
year,
Band Jubilee, the third Saturday in September. Jug bands have come from as far as hand to perform on that festival. And
wow.
You know, it's pretty crazy. Japanese jug bands dress all in white. And the reason that they all wear, there's a very specific reason. In the late 30s, WHAS radio signal could skip all the way across the ionosphere, across the Pacific to Japan. And on Tuesday nights, wow, the Ballard Flour Mill sponsored a radio show by the Ballard Chef, who were a jug band. And all of the 8x10 glossy promotional photos, Ballard chefs show them wearing high-waisted chef's ape and white chef's taupe. So Japanese jug bands thought they should all wear white. And they still do. And of
How
course,
do you know this kind of stuff?
Well, I was a sophomore in high school, other guys in my class and some people in the senior class put together the Juggernaut Jug Band for the senior class show at Wagner High School. You know, in 2015, for the 50th anniversary of the band, entertained Prince Charles and Duchess Camilla, and the Juggernaut Jug Band got Prince Charles, heir to the British throne, to play Spoon. Believe me, video of that will never be seen.
There was a Prince Charles story in there.
Video of that will never be
seen. That's up. Now, you've been involved in some comedians who've really gotten their start here, right?
Well, I was working in the college market representing the Juggernaut Jug Band and a number of jazz acts. And in the late 70s, the gas shortage and disco kind of killed the music. But going to college conventions, I had met and seen a lot of young comedians who nobody had ever heard of, but I saw how the college bonded to this, and it was a lucky act. Since then, you've had guys like Marty Polier, a St. X graduate. Marty is one of 50 in history to perform on The Tonight Show New Year's Eve.
Wow.
I mean, this is vaunted.
Yeah, and I've actually seen him down there at the Comedy Caravan, which is... It's still running, but it's a different name.
It's
now
the Caravan Comedy Club, and again, my company has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
I wish them the best with what they are doing, but I sold the club several years ago, and I still produce shows all over America.
Well, heck yeah, because I see. Tell me about this award. You just found out yesterday that you were on a list compiled by, this website is Good Deed Seats, but the best comedy agents in the United States.
It's interesting because...
It's alphabetical, so you're not like...
Well, it's good that they did it as Comedy Caravan Talent top of the list rather than TSM Artists, which would have had me toward the bottom.
That's right. Well, it says on here that two things you need to know about CCT. One, they've been booking comics for nearly 3 decades, and two, that Tom Sobel, one of the few agents in any entertainment field, word is gold. That's high praise.
It's high praise, but unfortunately, they have a factual error. Actually, the first comedian I booked in 70,
whoa,
and I started in comedy full-time in 79, so it's almost 4 decades of comedy.
Wow. Well, you squeezed in a little bit of golf because you can still hit
well,
it pretty good out there.
I enjoy golf, and again, combining my passions for comedy and charity and golf is what led me to work on creating a celebrity amateur golf,
okay,
where all the celebrities are comedians. Play good golf, play lousy golf. Spend the day on the golf course. Comedian, you're going to have a good time. And if we need 24 comedians in Bowling Green for a Monday golf scramble, to have 6 or 8 of those guys come down Sunday night theater and have a comedy concert of the same charity is just a way to spread the word further and to raise more money awareness of the charity.
Well, that sounds like a great plan. So that's a business you're launching.
That's something
right
I'm
now
working on.
Okay. Well, that sounds great, Tom. Well, we're about done with this segment, but we're going to come back and talk a little more about comedy in Louisville.
There's lots of great comedy.
There you go. So the rest of the Satellite Show will return in just a moment.
Hey, this is Dan Vonderhyde.
Stephanie White.
And we are 40-ish.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
We talk about it every week on the 40-ish podcast. What do we talk about?
Wisdom. We drop some wisdom and just everything that's going on in our lives that relates to what might be going on in yours.
We have guests. We talk to people on the street. We're dropping knowledge all over the place. You can hear it every Wednesday. It comes out on Louisville.am.
And we're back with Tom Sobel in the Louisville.am studios. And you were telling me, Tom.
What a privilege.
Yeah, there you go.
And an honor.
All the stages you've been on, and this is a small one. But you have in your possession, not on you right now, but you own 10,000 hours of comedy?
There's a library that I have of roughly 10,000 hours of three-camera video shot at the club on Bardstown Road. It wow. comprises basically the history of modern nightclub comedy. Figuring out what to do with 10,000 hours of VHS videotape, now that's another story. Thankfully, the audio is perfect, so it could end up as a Sirius XM channel, although there are all kinds of people trying to figure out how to monetize things.
That's right. It seems like a documentary about the history of comedy would be something that would
actually,
be up your alley.
Well, actually, I'm working
on one. Okay.
Tentatively called the Dead Comics Society. And this is a series of one-hour cable specials, and each hour show profiles three comedians who died without ever becoming household names. And there's 8 to 12 minutes of live performance of each of those three comedians, with the rest of the time being A-line comedian and industry people talking about these comedians they knew and respected. So they're the funniest people in America are not household names. The people you see on TV again mm-hmm. and again are not the funniest people in America. Those are people who are interested in becoming TV stars or movie stars. Nightclub comedians, the people who want to be live on stage at night getting that instantaneous ego feedback you get nowhere
yeah.
else.
Yeah.
Those are comedians. That's what they want to do. Mark Klein has been a professional comedian for four decades. He's headlined comedy shows on five continents. In his entire career, Mark has done one seven-minute show at the Improv in New York. He's done one seven-minute show at the Improv in L.A. He's headlined one show at the legendary Ice House in Pasadena. And other than that, he's never performed in either city. That's not where you make money. That's where perhaps you get TV appearances, but comedians don't do 4 or 5 minute sets. Comedians are doing 30 minutes or an hour. And if you're doing 5 minutes all the time or 8 minutes all the time in showcase clubs in New York or LA, you are not learning the art of how to be a real comedian. Once you're a celebrity, people may come to see you tell jokes.
Right. Well, I was always interested in this because it, like the guys that have made it, you know, in the way you talk about the Jerry Seinfelds and, you know, I'm thinking of Larry David and even Bill Maher, that now that they're already big and all that, they seem to want to go back to the stand-up.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld and Jay Leno were always real comedians, comedians.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Maher, different story, but Jerry and Jay, a very different thing. They did TV to allow them to be able to do stand-up, and of course, every Jerry Seinfeld concert, if you look at it on the promotion, it will all say a JS production. He produces all of his own concerts. And Jay, every Sunday night for the last 35 years, if he's not being paid six figures to be somewhere telling jokes, you will find him at the Comedy and Magic Club in Hermosa Beach, California, where he's performed every Sunday. And during his years as host of The Tonight Show, he'd walk in there with a stack of index cards of jokes that comedians had faxed or had emailed into the show.
Uh-huh.
And he'd go in and test them in front of that audience. He'd park a different one of his classic cars in front of the club every night. And for a Louisville tie to this, my longtime stage manager, Brett Soule, met Jay when I booked Jay at Shirley's Comedy Club in August of 1982. And they have remained friends ever since.
Wow.
And Brett Soule, as my stage manager, has written countless jokes for The Tonight Show. In fact, the last joke Jay Leno told as host of The Tonight Show, the last monologue joke he told, was written by my stage manager.
Oh, my gosh. And I hope you remember it.
Oh, I don't remember the joke.
Okay.
Last Friday night, I was in Cincinnati. There were a group of comedians having a reunion show for the first comedy club to open in Cincinnati in 1979. And one of the comedians involved in that, Bert Challis, was on Jay Leno's writing staff for 8 years.
Okay.
People making a lot of money. I say the name Matt King. Does it mean anything to you?
I've heard of it, but he's from Louisville, right?
Matt King is a Louisville native. He and his best buddy, Lance Burton, are the two magicians who left Louisville and went to Las Vegas to take over. Mac today has the most popular daytime comedy show, most popular daytime entertainment show in Las Vegas. He's in the Clint Holmes Theater at Harrah's at 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock 5 days a week.
What a great job. You guys work during the daytime.
It's a great job because he's available to do corporate events every night in Vegas, and everyone loves him. And coming up on July, I believe it's the 11th, I think it's Tuesday the 11th, the International Brotherhood of Magicians and the Society of American Magicians are having a combined conference here in Louisville, something that happens nowhere else because these two organizations really don't like one another. But out of respect for Lance and Mac and Louisville's position in the magic industry, that's being held here, and they're going to have an airing of Lance's new movie. And if you get a chance to see any of the public shows, the greatest magicians in the world will all be in Louisville for 4 days. And their shows, I'm not sure what the website is.
You got the
is,
dates?
I'm going off the top of my head. I believe it's July 11th. I think it's the 11th through the 14th.
Okay. Wow, that'll be a big event for the city, for sure. You're a guy. Let me talk to you about your background. You've spotted talent for years and years and years. You still sell talent to events and corporates and all that.
I'm a talent buyer.
Okay.
People have a need for entertainment, whatever it is, wherever it is. If they need a dance band or a DJ, I'll be happy to put them in touch with my friends at Triangle Talent. But if they need comedy variety, jug band music, or something outside the box, those are the kind of things. In 1979, I helped bring the Flying Karamazov Brothers to the Vogue Theater. With Marty Sussman in those days. And again, weird, wild. I actually, at the reunion last Friday night, there was a photo of a band that I booked at a comedy club in Cincinnati in 1980. That band, Riders in the Sky. Well, singing cowboys are a great thing, and they're incredibly entertaining. If you don't know Riders in the Sky or the Flying Karamazov Brothers, that's a wonderful thing the internet offers. Go learn about them.
Well, there you go. Well, I was just going to ask you if you have wisdom or any thoughts on what separates the good comedians from you must have seen a lot of bad comedians.
Well, in order to be good at comedy, you have to have been bad at it. You have to have learned what bad is. You have to have figured out how to avoid bad without it showing that you're stepping out of the way. The only things you learn in life worth knowing are things that you've done wrong, or if you're lucky, you've had the opportunity to learn by observing somebody else doing it wrong. And then it's a matter of survival. If you stick at it and you continue to get stage time in front of different audiences, this is not something, stand-up comedy is not something that you can rehearse at home. Okay. You can't do this into a mirror. It's not like being in a band where you can rehearse in the basement or the garage. You can only rehearse stand-up comedy in front of a live audience, and preferably people who have no idea who you are. And if you perform, you're going to bomb. Jerry Seinfeld still bombs. To tell jokes, you're going to find nights that it's just not happening.
Now, do you have, I've got to ask this, you must have, because I just met you this week, so I don't know, but you must have, you've done comedy yourself?
No, as I said, my job is to tell the smart asses from the dumb asses. No, I am an artist advocate, and if you do something really well, I want to help other people discover how well it is that you do those things.
Okay.
And what we're always looking for is someone who has something unique, something different. For instance, tonight at Waterfront Wednesdays, Pokey Lafarge is performing. And as a jug band fan, I love seeing somebody who plays such great old-time music. And Pokey has a long-time relationship with Louisville and jug band music. He used to live here for a while, and he would stay at the home of one of my high school friends who started the Juggernaut, the original leader of the Juggernaut jug band, the mighty, amazing Reverend Gil Fish.
Wow, I didn't know that. All right. Well, tell me about that. Then I know Bob Batch, I know Mark Klein. They've been on the show. Bernie Lovers has been on the show. Those are some of the top names that you've, when you say Louisville comedy.
No, you have a tremendous group of Louisville comedians. Mike Armstrong's the Bob and Tom show's favorite ex-cop. Mike's a huge draw across the country. We have a lot of comedians that have moved here over the years. Tim Northern, after being a finalist on Star Search, moved to Louisville, Kentucky. Mac Dryden, after appearances on The Tonight Show with both Jay Leno and Jerry Seinfeld, moved after 30 years of living in Los Angeles, moved to Louisville. You have guys like Alex Raimundo, born in Acapulco, started his comedy career in Dallas with a young guy named Ron White. Today, Ron White is married to Alex Raimundo's sister.
Okay.
Alex Raimundo has been featured on Showtime's Latin Kings of Comedy. He was the host of the Latin Queens of Comedy. He's had two Showtime specials of his own, one entitled Mextuckian.
Okay.
And the other one called Hispanic. And these are about the culture clash of a fella from Acapulco who fell in love with a horse-loving girl from Jeffersontown, Kentucky. And after working in Louisville, like many other comedians, met a woman here, got married, and after living in Los Angeles, now lives in Prospect.
Well, there you go.
And there are lots
ladies,
of,
get out to the comedy club. You might find you a man.
I've married off many comedians and comedians. A couple of them more than once.
Well, that's hilarious. Just a this is just a treasure trove of history, and I'll tell our listeners that on the golf course this week, there really was a story, a whole for everybody from Mickey Mantle to I don't know some of those other ones you were telling, but the Mickey Mantle story was special.
Yeah, I mean, Jack Nicklaus cut in front of me at the first tee at Muirfield Village. That was an adventure in golf. I said, you act like you own this place. But at least I have photos of me with Jack Nicklaus. Jack's wearing shorts, and I'm wearing a pair of shorts I bought in Venice Beach, California. He must have been mortified.
I guess so. Well, it's been a lot of fun visiting with you, Tom. We're going to conclude this section of the show, and I'll be back to close things up.
Rick, thanks so much. We just encourage everybody to go see a comedy show because, after all, in times like these, everybody needs a stress-relieving dose of humor.
We need a laugh. We really do. All right, Diane, I am back after a very interesting interview with Tom Sobel, who has been gracious enough to come by the studio and spend a little time with me today. I really enjoyed it. Now here, a lot of times I like to talk about what's coming up on the weekend as we close the show. I know that it's really 4th of July is on Tuesday, but really all the fireworks and stuff are Saturday, so you should go do that somewhere. I know there's a soccer game at Louisville Slugger Field, and I did want to mention this one event because I sort of made fun of them. You familiar with the Louisville Bit Independent Business Association?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, those guys. And I love them all, but I think they made a terrible mistake. A few weeks ago, they were having their big annual event down at the waterfront, at the water tower, and it was on Sunday. And on Friday, there was a forecast of rain, maybe, and so they canceled the whole event because of a forecast of rain. I've given them plenty of grief about that. But, folks, don't cancel your events because Kevin Harned says it might rain. Come on. But anyway, they rescheduled the event, and that is on Sunday this week down at the Water Tower. You should go down there and see. Let's hope so.
Wouldn't
support
those Louisville independent businesses. That really is.
I know, and I'm a big supporter of all that, but, you know, it would be kind of fitting if the forecast was sunny and then it rained on that day. That would be
irony.
Something. I kid those people, but they're fun. So you got any big plans for the 4th of July, Tom?
Well,
I'm playing some golf, I hope.
I'll have to tell you about after we finish because I don't have a crowd that I got to fight.
Okay.
But I will tell you, they should go here Friday at 7:15 and see Star Search him, the brightest kids in the industry today. That number 5. I can remember it after.
Wow. Free play. Well, you're a guy that's had the same. You've had the same phone number for 40 years, right?
I've had the same 1975.
All right. Well, as we conclude, I want to thank my sponsors. Something that just came up on my Facebook feed from the iCare Institute. Mark Prussian is the president CEO down there. He apparently saw 60 Minutes last weekend. I saw this. It wasn't 60 Minutes. It was the new Megyn Kelly show on NBC. It was the author of a book called Hillbilly Elegy was profiled. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
This guy named J.D. Vance, and he wrote this book about, it's called Hillbilly Elegy. So it's about growing up in Eastern Kentucky, and Mark's recommending it on Facebook. So you should do that, and you should also remember the iCare Institute is the place to go if you have any vision issues or just need a regular checkup, new glasses, new contacts. They're the place. 502-589-8, what was that number?
589-1500.
That's it. And my other sponsor, I'm always happy to mention, my friends at Passport Health Plans. They are really great to me and great to the show. So thanks to them, and thanks to all the people that helped me put this together, and all my great guests like Ibn Ali.
Oh,
wasn't
yeah.
He great? He was something. And Tom Sobel right here in the studio. Until it's time to do Rusty Satellite Show 209, this is Rick Redding with Tom Sobel
thanks,
signing
Rick.
Off for the Rusty Satellite Show. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.